From the podium, General Drask was speaking now. It seemed to be the same language, though his voice was considerably less melodic than the Jeroen's. "I am General Pradrask Leone of the Chiss Expansionary Defense Fleet," Formby translated. "What is your business in Chiss territory?" "We mean no affront. Please do not harm our vessel. We wish merely to honor those who died to free our people." Drast looked up from his podium.
"Aristokra, are you familiar with the event he refers to?"
"I have no knowledge of any such event," Formby called back. "Ask him to explain." The general turned and began speaking again. "I thought you didn't go out of your way to help people outside your territory," Mara said.
"We don't," Formby said.
The Jeroen spoke again, and Formby's glowing eyes narrowed as he listened.
"I see. Interesting. Listen.
We have heard you have located the bones of the Republic vessel known as Outbound Flight. The people who traveled in it sacrificed their lives that we might be freed from our enslavers."
"Wait a minute,"
Luke said, turning to Mara. "I thought you said Thrawn destroyed Outbound Flight."
"That's what Park told me," Mara confirmed.
Drask was speaking again.
"General Drask is asking who their enslavers were," Formby said.
"I wonder."
Bersh answered, stepping back from the holocam and waving his hands in a complicated pattern.
"What's that behind him?"
Luke asked, frowning as he tried to see past the two alien faces that were now only partially filling the screen. The area behind them seemed to be a large open room, possibly even larger than the reception area he and Mara had come through earlier. The walls and ceiling were colored a white textured blue, and he could just see the tops of some kind of open structures above the aliens' heads. And then, as he watched, two small figures moved into view, climbing hand over hand on the nearest structure.
"What in the—"
"It's a playground," Mara breathed.
"It's a children's playground."
"You're right," Luke said. One of the small Jeroens reached the top of the structure he was climbing, pulling a red headband from around his ears as he did so and waving it in triumph.
"Looks like a version of Hilltop Emperor."
"Complete with flag and loud gloating," Mara agreed. "What in the world is a playground doing aboard a starship?"
"The Vagari," Formby murmured.
"He says it was the Vagari who enslaved them."
"I take it that is a species you've seen before?" Mara asked.
"Not seen, but far too familiar with," Formby said. "They were a great race of nomadic conquerors and slavers who once flew freely through this region of space, taking and destroying at will, particularly among the smaller species and worlds."
"Are they still around?" Luke asked.
"They and their deeds have not been seen for many years," Formby said.
"Not since the battle where the Outbound Flight was destroyed, in fact."
"They were at that battle?"
Luke asked.
"And on whose side?" Mara added. "Outbound Flights or the Chiss's?"
"There was no Chiss side of the battle, Jedi Skywalker," Formby countered. "There was only Syndic Mithron Urodo and his one very small picket force. They did not represent the Chiss defense fleet, or the 9 ruling families, or any other group of the Chiss people."
"Yes, we understand that," Luke assured him hastily. Mara was simply wondering how exactly the battle lines were drawn up.
Formby shook his head. "I arrived after the battle was over, after all the destruction had already taken place.
So it's possible that the Jedi aboard Outbound Flight really did help them against the Vagari?" Luke asked.
Formby shrugged. "You know the Jedi. You must tell me whether that is possible."
"I'm sure they would have tried to help," Luke said slowly.
"How much they could have done,
I don't know."
"Though the Jeroens clearly think they did something significant," Mara pointed out. "You suppose Outbound Flight and Thrawn could have combined forces long enough to stomp the Vagari before Thrawn turned on them?"
Luke shrugged.
"I suppose that's possible. Hard to believe he could have conned 6 Jedi Masters into wasting their strength against pirates when he knew all along he was going to attack them afterward."
"Unless they knew that, but decided to risk it anyway in order to save the Jeroens," Mara suggested.
"You Jedi Masters get all noble and self-sacrificing at the oddest moments."
"Thank you," Luke said dryly.
"The question is..."
"Ah,
Formby said, turning. Here he is now.
Luke turned to see Fisa coming toward them. Striding along behind her was a medium-tall human male with silver hair and a close-cropped silver beard, his face lined and dark, with the evidence of too many of his years spent under unforgiving suns.
Welcome, Ambassador, Formby greeted him. We seem to have more visitors.
I see, the man said. Interesting. Do we know them?
They call themselves the Jeruns, Formby said.
Ambassador, may I present Jedi Master Luke Skywalker and Jedi Knight Mara Jade Skywalker?
And this, Formby continued, is the person Coruscant and the New Republic have sent as their representative. Ambassador Dean Jinsler.